So Jim Rohn says, stand guard at the door of your mind, and you alone decide what thoughts and beliefs you let into your life. Super awesome episode coming up. Mindset. Here with your boy, Joe Off The Rock on the Kingdom Gains Podcast. Let's go.
Kingdom Gains Podcast. American Samoa's first island podcast. Your place for inspiration in the islands. Get out of your limited beliefs today with your host, Joe Off The Rock. Kingdom living, kingdom focused, all kingdom gains.
What's up, everybody? Welcome again back to another episode 23 on the Kingdom Gains Podcast, where we talk about faith, your walk, your journey, entrepreneurship, family, and just overall winning in life. So I thank you for tuning in again. This is your boy Joe Off The Rock. Today, I wanted to share about mindset. I wanted to share about, how we can get out of our limited beliefs and how we could move into a growth mindset, especially living in the islands. Living here in American Samoa, always grew up in the islands, and I love living on the rock. It's a difference, a big difference from the States. You don't get all the perks and the restaurants and the attractions and all the opportunities in a way, with sports, athletics, but you get family, you get culture, you get connection with the people you're around, and you get life, you get outdoors, you get the fa'asamoa, which is respect, fa'aloalo, you get to be an impact in the people that are around you. You get community. And that's what I love about living in the islands and the rock. And, even if you're listening from the States or off island, know that you can also get those things through your mindset, the way you think. And that's really what I wanted to share about in this episode is, what's your mindset today? Are you thinking limited or are you thinking growth? A lot of times I like to think, I always try to implement win-win mentality. Win-win mentality, surrounding myself with people that have the same mindset, that want to win in life, that want to win with you, is a good thing. You won't always find those people initially. You're going to come across experiences where you're going to find people that just want you for something, for a certain thing, and then, they change up later on in life. Things happen. That's really what, it happens everywhere, not just in the islands. They say in the islands, there's a crabs in a bucket mentality. That could be true, right? But it's really how you think about it. It's your mindset and how you perceive your growth. Because at the end of the day, the only person you can control is yourself, right? You can't control the next person and what they do. And if you think that way, that all I can control is myself, you'll live a lot better life, honestly. All I can control is me. I'm not going to fester and let the negative thoughts get to me, because it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get caught up with the gossip. It's easy to get into that. It's easy. Everybody does it. And if it weren't, social media is out there that's just putting it in front of you, in your face. And so you can get distracted. It's easy, But what do they say? It's often the hard things that get us the results we want. Everybody does it because it's easy. But, the hard things about, just staying committed to your walk, focusing on yourself, not falling into that trap of gossip, nonsense, and your mindset being set and stern, having a positive attitude, outlook on life. And I wrote a couple of notes and what did I want to say? One tip that I could share with you today, and then about mindset is one tip that I want to share with you today, you know, to leave you off with something good, is being grateful. The word grateful, gratitude, all right? Appreciating the little things and having a positive outlook for what you have and compared to what you don't have. A lot of people are grateful, you know, and they say, hey, I'm grateful, but they never take the time to be grateful. Are you taking a moment out of your schedule today just to be grateful? Here's a quick hack in life. Before you sleep, when you do pray, thank God. And list out all those things you're grateful for and thank God for those things. And God, I'm thankful for this. You know, I wrote a list. God, I got a list for you. And I'm telling you right now that there's so many things that there's going to be on that list that you never thought of because you're not aware. You know, you're only thinking, what I don't have. But if you write that list out, you can write it out, mark them off, and just say, hey, I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for a roof over my head. I'm thankful for the water I get to shower and bathe in. I'm thankful for, friends that I have already. And even if it's just one friend, Lord, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my wife. You know, I'm thankful for my kids. They're so blessed to be in school. And I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. And you're making an impact. And I'm thankful for that. You know, I have a business. I'm thankful for that. I work at a job that I actually can tolerate. I'm thankful for that. A lot of things that you got to be grateful for and thankful for. And that's a quick hack for you as you're going throughout your day when you're at home late at night. You're turning on that social media and that Facebook and you see other things happening and you're like, man, I'm missing out. I'm not a part of that. You know, kill that limited mindset, that victim mentality, all right? Control what you can control, which is yourself, your thoughts, your mind, your self-talk, and be grateful. That's it, guys. That's it. That's the number one. Be grateful. Jim Rohn says, stand guard at the door of your mind, and you alone decide what thoughts and beliefs you let into your life. How important is it to protect your mind? How important is it to protect your thoughts? Right? What are you thinking about today that you need to be vigilant about protecting your thoughts and your mind? The weeds of life, frustration, anger, stress, and loneliness. Okay? Those are the weeds. And what do weeds do? They suffocate your growth. They suffocate your progress. All right, what do weeds do? And here are the weeds. Frustration. How does frustration, what do you mean? How does that suffocate my mindset? When you're frustrated, you got to be aware that you're frustrated. And frustration can bother you throughout your entire day. And if you're not grateful and you're more frustrated than you are grateful, your entire day is ruined. It's already on a bad note. And you're frustrated for something that didn't really matter. It's not even really affecting you personally, but it frustrated you so much that now it's bothering you the whole day. Anger. Frustration leads into anger. And when we're angry, we know some of us get so angry that anger turns into action and we tend to react. All right. We tend to react. And some of our actions can lead to things some of our actions end up causing things that we're gonna regret. That's the word, regret. That one word that we tend to, you know, hit first, or you know what they say, shoot first, ask questions later. We tend to react, and then we end up regretting. Oh, I should have never said that. I should have never done that. And it's too late. All right, it's too late. So, weeds of life, stress, and loneliness. All right. Loneliness is a big one. I thought about that this week. Loneliness is something that we got to be aware of, right? We got to stand guard at. You know, we're not lonely. Why? Because you are a daughter and a son of a king. Okay? You are a victor and not a victim. Only victims think lonely, right? But you are an impact to somebody today. You just have to understand that you are and really own that, gift that somebody's looking out to you. You never know who, whether it be your kids, whether it be that neighbor next door that you admire, your passion, your hustle, and your drive. And don't think lonely, all right? Don't think lonely. You can easily get caught in that trap today's day and age, especially through social media. It's not always greener on the other side, I always say. Somebody still has to go over there and do work. So when you're looking at the other pages and the glitz and glamour, it's not always greener on the other side, okay? And loneliness tends to be that weed that suffocates your growth. You know, I can't grow because they're not with me. They're not helping me. They're not a part of what I got going on. You know, God has given you the spirit of faith, you know, not of fear, but of power and of sound mind, all right? That's what it says in scripture. So don't walk in fear, but walk by faith. Walk and take steps, you know, and that is encouragement for all of us, even myself. Walk in faith today, as I've given you mindset, you know, being aware of it, identifying it, recognizing, okay, and resisting the limited mindset. Resisting and then staying consistent and giving all glory back to our Heavenly Father for always being with us and always blessing us. Man, that was so much good. And I'm grateful, you know, that you're able to listen in on this podcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, please share it to somebody today. Share it to your friend, your family. Bless somebody today. And reach out because we're all on social media. Joe Lewila Ioane, Joe Off The Rock. Find me on Instagram, Off The Rock Tattoos. Find us anywhere and ask questions. And if you want to jump on the podcast, let me know. I'm fully open to interviewing anybody out there that wants to share their testimony, what God has done in their life, because this is what this podcast platform is all about. It's about victories. It's about lessons. It's about abundance. And it's about growth today, right now, in your journey. It's about growth. It's about speaking life. So this is what we're talking about right now. Mindset training. Well, not even training, mindset, focus, and hack. One tip for you to start your day off right and then ending your day off right as well. Be grateful. This is your boy Joe with episode 23. I appreciate your support. Keep following and sharing for more. God bless.